Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hold on one moment.
You were watching me.
Ooh. I still am working out the glitches here, everybody, so forgive me for that. And let's move on with our wonderful interview. You are at the Festival of the Angels Radio with Linda West as your hostess. And like I said, I'm still working out the glitches. We have a wonderful guest today, and we are here in regards to the International Society of Angels, which is a nonprofit organization that offers a one-stop resource center for anyone desiring to grow in the understanding of angels. How good is that? And what we want to do is promote and circulate timely angelic information, and we want you to be able to open up. We are a community that earnestly believes that the angels are much closer than you think. And the beauty of this is the International Society of Angels is putting on the Festival of the Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon on April 18th and 19th, 2015. That's this year. So we will have the most wonderful display of demonstrations, food, fun, and entertainment. And my job here, as I master this, if you'll just bear with me, there will be expert speakers on a variety of topics, and both in entertainment, both in a ways for you to learn and get that aha moment and have your understanding. And we're going to interview some of these people so you can get to know them before the festival. Today we have Annette Brushy, and I hope I said that right. She has a wonderful practice, is a colorologist and energy clearer, works with auras, but I'm going to let her tell us more about what she's going to be doing with that. Are you there, Annette?
Oh, good morning, Linda. I am here. And you did a very good job in pronunciating my name. Thank you.
Oh, good. I screwed up the music, but I'm still mastering this. As I said, we're getting along here. Well, why don't you tell us, Annette, what it is exactly you do and what you'll be doing at the Festival of Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon this year?
Wow. What I do here, I live in Stillwater, Minnesota, which is a suburb of the Twin Cities. And what we do at our healing center is a lot of intuitive work, usually in a non-conventional way. But as we're very connected to the elements of the divine, the angels, and the river water, we live in a river valley. So all of this energy is flowing through us and helps us understand who we are, why we're connected. At our healing center, we help people understand their intuition better, their health on a healing way, and to investigate or trust, maybe that would be a better word, their intuitive gifts. And when they trust, that also brings them all into balance.
Absolutely.
So I'm kind of the director that helps guide people to follow what their feelings are or their insights. We have a lot of fun things going on at our center. And one of the amazing things that we have is been growing for about 10 years now is we have intuitive classes twice a week, and that really promotes their trust. So our community is really receiving.
Amazing.
Yeah, it receives the information very, very well.
And we can tell you're from Minnesota when you actually say Minnesota. Say Minnesota for us again.
Minnesota.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Would you tell me what, explain to me a little bit about the color astrologist? What is a color astrologist? I understand you work closely, you work with auras and the chakras.
I do. I grew up being able to see auras and energy fields around people, and as I grew as an adult, I had an opportunity to buy the Carillion Photography digital system that helps people see it live. So it really promotes their healing when they can see what they put out to the world. So now I can include what I see to what the scientists see, and it gives that printout so they can carry that with them. And it's very compelling. It's actually somewhat humbling because people go, I didn't know I do that or I put that out to the world. So I take it very serious. And I realize it is a fun tool to have to really promote who they are.
That is amazing. And isn't that wonderful to get validated in that way? Oh, that's an amazing gift that you have. What are you going to be doing that at the festival in April?
We're taking the Healing Center team to Portland, Oregon. Yes, we're going to bring our system. We have three systems that we work with, and we'll be setting up. We're the big yellow gold booth, so you can't miss us. It does help people get a better understanding of who they are. As I'm looking at your energy, Linda, I'm seeing your aura as being very yellow and very soft purple.
Oh,
so I can. Purple. I'm reading you as I'm talking with you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Spirituality, I love that. Powerful connections, no doubt. So you'll be able to do this for people then at the festival while you are there, right?
That's right. It is a simple, they look at the camera, it transfers the thought, or the image, excuse me, on a screen, and the printout, I will read it for them amongst the other girls that are with us, and they walk out with a better feeling of who they are, and it's a good result.
Oh, that is so nice. Are you going to, what else are you going to be doing there, or are you going to be speaking, Annette?
I am going to help people understand through a workshop their energy, how important it is to understand what the colors mean, bring more interest to the people. Yes, I'm going to present. We're also going to do healing at the center, excuse me, at the expo as well. I have people that have a very strong energy of healing, and they're going to join us.
Oh, my goodness, that's wonderful. So people will be able to actually get sessions then with you and with their people at this particular expo. Now, remember, folks, that's in the Festival of Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon, on April 18th and 19th, 2015. You can go to thefestivalofangels.com for more information. We are also looking for vendors if you are interested in being a part of this, or if you just grab up your gal pals and get away for a weekend. Annette is one of the many wonderful, amazing people we're going to have. Find out about yourself. Don't forget, you need that aha moment, which is always so wonderful. And what else would you like to share with us, Annette? I know you've been doing this a while. There's some, we both understand that the energy on the planet has been increasing over the years, and a lot of people are having trouble with this energy. What's one of the things that we can do to help clear our chakras or be more in tune with what is going on around us?
Oh, there's many examples that you can do to keep yourself clear. The first thing that I usually say is let your body live. Our body is pretty normal, and it has these everyday functions of wanting to take control or take that initiative. But I say the first thing is to breathe and let this air relax in our lungs. Let it free and allow your day to unfold. It's going to have a different plan than what we expect generally anyway. So just stay in the moment and get through the day, not letting anyone else interfere with it, but just breathe. That's the best way to start.
Boy, taking in the good energy and releasing any negativity that you may have, that is wonderful advice and is extremely powerful. And it is so... When you start to relax, others around you then start to relax. Isn't that true?
That is absolutely true. And I think when you take that breath in, you're going to realize that angels around you are helping you. So I always appreciate their help. But they come to me like flashes. They appear as electric light or electric aura around people. And I see
wow.
that almost as a weaver around. It's sometimes hard to describe, but it feels that they have a way to correct or better describe that person's frequency. So it's very impressive of how when we get centered, that frequency around us in our energy field or our aura field is also corrected.
And that is amazing. And the fact that you can see the angels that way is phenomenal. And what a way to be able to help someone see within themselves. People automatically do not trust their own intuition, and a lot of people don't even believe that they have an intuition, or that psychic is something and different, and what we have to understand is that everybody has it, but you get to reach out to those people who don't understand that, and I can imagine by the time they get done with the session with you and you're teaching them their own intuition, that must be so empowering for them to be able to do that. You've got to love it.
I do love it. I love it a lot because I call intuition sometimes just common sense. Some people have
yeah.
it, some people don't use it. It's a personal gift.
It's amazing, isn't it? Go ahead.
When we don't use it, we usually have those regrets. So we might as well use
it. And you and I do it for a living. So it is something that comes naturally to us. And I don't struggle against the energy anymore, and I'm sure that you are the same. But for most people, it's a little trickier. And I have the honor and privilege of working from home. Most of the time, I do travel the country like you do, and there are those out there who are working in offices under fluorescent lights, working with people who are negative, and trying to understand their own life. So coming to someone like you, whether at your place in Minnesota, you say it so well, Stillwater, Minnesota, it's helping you heal. And coming to you or even coming to the Festival of Angels is going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience. You're going to be able to really, really, really learn about yourself. And that's really what the journey is all about. The sooner we learn about ourselves, the sooner our lives become more peaceful, because you just said it. You see it around people. You're surrounded by angels. And just knowing that ought to empower each and every one of us. Isn't that true, Annette? It's so amazing.
It is truly amazing. And I think it very, very much signifies that we all have that ability, but we just have to be receptive to it. And when
yes.
we're able to do that, that's when the blessings start coming in, and that's when we can start stepping out of our way and enjoy that process. That's the part I take serious.
I can certainly
understand. And it is peaceful.
Yes.
Very peaceful feeling.
And the International Society of Angels, being this nonprofit organization, I had never heard of them before last fall, and I think it's just amazing because when they say, we are a community that earnestly believes angels are closer than you think, and they are. It is amazing to me. When I ask a question, I get an answer. When I need something, it shows up. But that's through that intuitive place within us, that guidance. And this is what Annette's going to help you get in touch with. You can contact her in Minnesota. Give us your website again.
Our website is www.unemployedangelforhire.com.
Oh, that's wonderful. What made you think of that name?
Well, I want to get the message out that we have angels around us, but we often forget to ask them for assistance. So I say hire them. Give them a job.
Oh, my gosh, I love that.
Thank you. That is excellent.
And you are, I agree with you totally. And that's, I tell people the same thing. It's like, oh, my goodness. You got to say, please do this for me or handle this, angels. Give them the job of taking care of it, and you go sit out on the back porch and read a good book or something and let the angels work out the details. Wonderful, wonderful. Give us that one more time, your website, my dear.
UnemployedAngelForHire.com.
Oh, excellent. We do have a caller. And she's been holding. Let's see if we can, if I can, hopefully I can connect all three of us here. So let me go ahead and click on that. We have a 203 area code. 203, can you hear me? You're on the air. Hello? You are live. Okay. She may be listening. Sometimes that happens. I'm just tickled somebody called in today. These interviews have been rather random, but we've got just a wonderful way to learn about you now at the Festival of the Angels. And you'll be flying in from Minnesota. I love that. And I'll be flying in from Arizona. And this is very exciting. Just to end this radio show, Annette, what else would you like to let people know?
I want everybody to know that they have gifts, and their purpose to open up those gifts are going to be very real for them this year and for them to explore what really their passion is about and to know not to be afraid to start trusting those gifts that are going to unfold for them this year in a healthy way. So keep their thoughts very positive and keep including the angels to participate in their life journey so they can awaken up in a gentle manner for them.
That's wonderful. Those are awesome words of wisdom. Everyone who listens to this, take it to heart, whether you're listening live or whether you are listening in the archives. You know, time all goes on at once. Listen to those words of wisdom. Find your peace. And don't forget, you can meet Annette at the Festival of Angels Expo in Portland, Oregon, on April 18th and 19th. She will also be speaking. She's got healers there. We're going to see, you can see your aura. And like I said, girls, get your gal pals and fly on out. You deserve a weekend away. And enjoy this wonderful festival that's just going to change your life. I know it will. Just getting that many people in one place. Oh, my goodness. You work at a healing center, Annette, so you know what I'm talking about when you get that many people with that kind of energy together.
Whom I sure do. It is exhilarating, and it's very fun where people can engage in a gentle way and talk about their dreams and be the feeling of being in a different place. I love working with the women in the International Society of Angels because they too are earth angels, and they're wonderful. They're amazing to me, and I'm so looking forward to this expo.
Me too. So everybody go to thefestivalofangels.com, thefestivalofangels.com, and your website one more time, Annette, so people can write it down if they missed it. What's your website?
UnemployedAngelsForHire.com.
And that's H-I-T-H-E-R, right?
That's right. Higher, meaning a higher realm.
There you go. Thank you all so much for listening. We so appreciate your time today. And Annette, thank you for taking time today for us to get to know you. This will be posted on the Festival of Angels website. And thank you, my dear. Have a marvelous Monday. Thank you, Annette. I think that one.